Hey everybody, welcome back to My Subaru for some more devotions on emotions. And today we're going to begin to look at which is an emotion, but it's more than an emotion. It is the feeling of guilt or the feeling of shame. And they're actually two different things, and I'm going to hit on both of them. But, you know, I just want to go back to for a sec and remind us of the importance of emotions. Imagine a world, imagine a life with no emotion, just like flatlined. You know, back in the 60s, a huge popular TV show called Star Trek featured a guy named Spock. And of course, Spock was much more advanced than people from Earth. And if you remember the character, he was a character that was above emotions or had no emotions. He was only rational. And so this idea back then, and for some probably still exists, and that is the idea that no emotions are better. But I can't imagine a life without emotions. Some emotions were considered a weakness by people. In fact, in some cultures, and even in American culture, back in time, emotions were sometimes considered a female trait. But in recent times, and if you pay attention to movies, you'll really see this play out. You'll see the dark side of certain characters, superheroes. And actually, more and more, you watch any Netflix show, any popular movies, they really begin to bring in the idea of emotions. And so the world has basically given us two options in dealing with emotions. One is to deny them, bury them, cover them, just ignore them. They don't exist. Especially negative emotions like sadness or depression or shame or despair. But the problem is that when we deny our emotions, we deny our ability to connect deeply with God. We also tend to create an environment, and I've seen this in churches, where you're just not allowed to express negative emotions or admit that you're struggling with negative emotions because it's considered weakness. And what it does is it produces a life that is fake, where everybody wears masks. I'm not talking about the COVID-19 mask. I'm talking about fake masks where we cover up who we really are and what we might be really struggling with. And that leads to mediocre lives, often full of guilt and without a deep love or passion for God or for others. But the other way the world has presented to us as a way to deal with emotions is just to completely embrace emotions. This is very common in modern psychology. That is, embrace your feelings. Your feelings are, in fact, who you are, which can lead to all kinds of problems. But the Bible gives us a better way to deal with emotions, not to deny them or embrace them, but to literally pray our emotions, bring our emotions to our Heavenly Father, who understands us more than we understand ourselves. See, the truth is we are emotional creatures. And emotions are very part of what it means to be human and what it means to be made in the image of God. And so when we study Scripture, when we look especially at many of the Psalms, we see that the writers of Scripture and even God Himself, even Jesus, as He walked among us in the flesh, experienced an array of emotions. And so this series is really all about being emotionally intelligent, because your emotional intelligence has so much to do with how you get along with people, how you deal with conflict, and it will have a great impact on your ability to live a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. See, it's about emotional intelligence. Let me read a psalm to you, Psalm 32, verse 3, because I want you to see that because we're made in the image of God, we are physical beings that have emotions, that we have intelligence, we have rationale, we have a will, And all of these things are part of what it means to be made in the image of God. But when Adam and Eve sinned, they passed on to every generation afterwards a brokenness when it comes to us, not just physically, where we die, get sicknesses, get illnesses, diseases, but it also has affected our will, our conscience, and our emotions. But it's all tied together. There's not this dichotomy where there is, we can separate our who we are from our emotions, or from our conscience, or from our will. Listen to Psalm 32 as David is dealing with guilt. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. See, what was going on with David internally literally affected him physically. He was wasting away. That's what it felt like. He just felt so distraught because of the fact that he kept silent about something. See, when we come to faith in Christ, God has so much more for us than just to be good, moral, ethical people. He wants to transform our lives, and that includes our emotions. So let's talk a little bit about dealing with guilt and with shame. Let me distinguish the two, because it's a very important distinction. Guilt is about wrongdoing. You feel bad about something you did wrong. But shame, it's very different. It's subtle, but very different. Shame is about wrong being. You feel like there is something essentially wrong or bad about you. Now, what's interesting in today's culture, for the most part, guilt is all but disappearing. And one of the reasons is we want to eliminate guilt because we have begun to eliminate what's right and what's wrong. Culture tells us, be your own person. You decide what is right and wrong. But here's the catch, and this is what's not going away. We try to eliminate right and wrong. We try to eliminate guilt, but here's not what's not going away. And it has a lot to do with identity. There is a deep sense within people in our culture that something is wrong. It's part of every Netflix TV show. It's part of every movie. You watch it, you'll see it over and over and over. People, characters are asking this question, who am I? Do I matter? Am I significant? Am I important? And so what happens is we develop an identity based on something, our skin color, our gender, our tribe, whatever it may be. And it isn't working for people. People are grasping for a sense of worth, for a sense of identity, for meaning, for purpose, for significance. But they're not dealing with the root issue, which is this issue of guilt and shame. For about 80 years, 80 plus years in our culture, they've been working to shed the Bible's morality. And while more and more people might not feel guilty about anything specific, they don't want to admit that they've done anything wrong, but there are tremendous feelings of worth, of significance, of shame. These things continue to persist. Just look at the alcoholism rate, drug addiction rate, suicide rate. All of it is on the rise. So let me pause there. We'll continue to get into this issue of shame and guilt, but it starts with a foundation. There is a right and wrong. God has given us a straight edge by which to measure ourselves by. Not our culture, not our neighbor, not who we think we're better than or worse than. We have a straight edge, and that straight edge is God's word. And so we need to lean into that, lean into what God's word says about what is right and wrong. See, when we understand that, then we can begin to really deal with the root issues of guilt and of shame. So God bless you guys. Let me give you a blessing. as I leave you today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. See you next time.